This is Jonah Tree Blossom speaking to you from the historic Sagamore Resort overlooking beautiful Lake George, where Radio Rotary is about to be given an award for broadcasting excellence. And with me, of course, is my beautiful co-host, Miss Sarah O'Connell. Hello, Sarah.
Hello, Jonah. Aren't we so excited to be here?
We are very excited. We have with us not only you and me from Radio Rotary, but Highland Rotarian Don Verity.
And can I ask you exactly who he is? Because I never heard of him.
Don Verity is Chief Executive Officer of Pamal Broadcasting, the family of Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
I think you need to clarify that a little bit more.
He's radio legend Don Verity. Don, how are you?
Oh, I got it.
Hey, how are you? Nice to be here.
Well, it's nice to have you with us. You know, you are our inspiration. You're a very big supporter of Radio Rotary, and we are so delighted that you can come here tonight to the Sagamore to help us accept this award.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here. It's a nice evening, and hopefully we'll be going home with some goods.
Absolutely. And now radio history is going to be made because, ladies and gentlemen, not only is Radio Rotary going to get an award, but we are going to have, for the first time on air, the voice of our producer, Betty Renner. Betty, are you excited that we're getting this award?
Oh, yes.
Is there anything else you wanted to say?
Oh, I never realized before I came into this profession how difficult it was to do what Jonah and Sarah do every week.
Well, you're our inspiration, Betty. You're the boss. So, Sarah, we're very proud of this. We've been on the air now for over 2 years, 150 shows, and I think this is just terrific that we're getting this award.
Well, I know you're very excited. I can't believe you know the stats. What is more shocking to me is I can't believe I put up with you for this long.
Well, I will tell you one secret, ladies and gentlemen. To put up with me this evening, she's already had 3 glasses of Pinot Grigio.
Oh, come on. Stop with that. I'm Celtic. I can drink whatever I want. Now, in all seriousness, this has been a great ride. You, Joni, you and I have radio in our blood. We've both been involved with it since we were kids. And I mean, in our younger years, when you get it in the marrow of your bone, you can't get it out. We've both gone on to live very full lives and other professions. You're an attorney, I'm a banker. We always seem to come back to radio, and from the day we met, the first time we ever met, we worked together. We were kind of thrown into the deep end of the pool, and it clicked.
Absolutely, and to show you how long I've been in radio, my first engineer was Marconi.
And if ladies and gentlemen who's listening to this, this is a trivia question, if you know what that means, I think that Rotary, at any club you want to go to, John and I will buy you lunch.
That's absolutely right. So we're going to go now into the main ballroom and listen as the New York State Broadcasters Association here at the Sagamore overlooking beautiful Lake George gives Radio Rotary their Public Service Award.
And now we're delighted to bring you the program that won us the award with a fantastic young lady by the name of Sarah Elizabeth Clark.
And Jonah, today our special guest is Sarah Elizabeth Clark, who founded the It's Not Who I Am Epilepsy Fund.
And she is a young, very attractive and very,
vibrant,
very impressive young lady. And good morning,
High
Sarah.
High school student.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sarah Elizabeth Clark. And what school do you go to?
I go to New Paltz High School.
And what grade?
Oh, I'm in my junior year. So.
All right. Now,
oh, that's a big year.
Oh, yeah.
You're here to tell us, talk to us a little bit about epilepsy. For those who may not know, what is epilepsy?
Well, in a nutshell, epilepsy is a neurological disorder. Basically, when you're having a seizure, your brain activity is off the charts a bit. It's kind of odd. It's a little difficult to explain. But basically, what I was told when I was little was your brain's trying to send a message to your body, and there's a current that stops that message from getting to your body. Body can't get the message. You go into a seizure. And it could be anything, right?
And you know this because
I was
diagnosed.
Epileptic? I was diagnosed at 16 months.
So. Very young. Oh, my goodness.
And
how do they possibly make that determination?
Well, it was hard to find out. Like, my mom witnessed my first seizure, and she really wasn't sure of it. Then she witnessed the next one. She was like, Sean, who's my dad, I think there's something wrong with Sarah. And so he didn't really believe it because he didn't see it for himself. He comes home one day. I come over to say hi or whatever I said when I was that age, and I fell into
a
full-blown seizure.
Uh-huh.
So I guess it was a sort of diagnosis right on the spot there.
Uh-huh.
So, now, people have this image of an epileptic seizure as arms flailing about and eyes rolling. And, you know, they used to tell us when we were in Cub Scouts, get a tongue depressor in there so they wouldn't swallow their tongue. But I had an uncle who was mildly epileptic. He basically looked like he had just fallen asleep on the couch.
Yeah, so what happens? What's the experience like?
Well, like you said, everyone's idea of a seizure is a grand mal seizure, which isn't actually one of the more common seizures, which is very upsetting to me because people think of the stereotype, oh, they're just flailing around,
right,
or they're
going
to fall. They can't handle themselves. Swallowing your tongue, you can't swallow your tongue. It's connected to you.
Right.
And you never want to put anything in someone's mouth. You never want to have them anywhere near where they could hurt themselves. Don't try and restrain them.
Right.
And it just is very upsetting to see how little people actually know about this disorder.
Which leads us to why you founded this organization?
Yes.
And when did that happen?
At what age? This is the great part of the story.
I was actually 10 when I founded Sarah's annual walk for epilepsy. My mother, she does a lot of stuff in the community. She does the heart walk and the breast cancer and everything, the crop walk, and she comes home one day from one of them, I can't remember which. I asked her, Mom, is there a walk for epilepsy? And she said she wasn't sure. So we went to our local epilepsy affiliate, and somehow we worked around and said, I really want to do this. And I was 10. They didn't think I could actually, you know, put something like this together.
Little did they know.
Oh, yeah, little did they know. This itty-bitty little girl is kind of...
So the rest is history, as they say. So you had the first annual event, and then what happened after that?
Well, we just kept growing. I mean, on the first event, they thought, oh, she's going to make $500, maybe $1,000 at most.
Which is a lot of money, actually.
Yeah, it is a lot of money.
When you're 10 years old.
Right.
It's a lot of money
at my age.
A lot of coin.
Okay, and?
First year, made $15,000.
Wow. My goodness.
That's fabulous.
Second year, $10,000. Third year, another $15,000. Goes on and on. Last year, we rounded up for money, and we've collectively made over $70,000 for epilepsy educational programs and awareness.
Fantastic. $70,000 from the age of 10 to the age of, how old are you now, 16, 17?
Close to 17.
17.
She's a junior, Jonah.
Well, I don't remember
Pay
these
attention.
Things.
Yeah, of course.
I'm a senior, with a capital S senior. Our guest is Sarah Elizabeth Clark. She's telling us about her fight against epilepsy, which she has herself, and all the great charity events that she's established from the time she was 10 years old.
Including her foundation.
Right. And she's got a fabulous website. I love looking at her website. Tell the folks about your website.
Well, there's a lot of stuff you can find on it. Right on the homepage, we have everything that we've done up till now. Like, first and foremost is the more recent fundraiser we're holding, Sarah Strikes for Seizures. Then we have a little blurb about my website saying you can what you can find on it. It's got a blurb about the book that was written about me a couple years back.
Oh, well, we're going to go back to a couple of these things. So when you get through your list, you give me a high sign because I want to talk about it. Okay.
Well, you know, let's
you've got
the website.
A fundraiser. You've got, there's an upcoming event. There's a book about you.
Yes.
Okay. I got to jump to the book. Who wrote the book?
Chris Passadetti, a local author. He wrote with Scobie Press.
Okay, and it is about you, a biography about Sarah Elizabeth, or it's about epilepsy, or your life? Tell us a little bit about the content.
It's a little bit of all of that in between. I mean, it talks about epilepsy. It gives has some nice colorful pictures. talks about how epilepsy affects me. There's this little flashback to when I tried out for this movie I didn't get in, but for American Girl. Just showing that I can be a normal person even with this disorder. Then it goes into talking about my fundraisers. It brings in a lot of my acting side into it.
Well, that's your passion, obviously.
Yeah, I do love the stage.
Are you going to pursue that in college, do you think? I mean, you're a junior now. You must be looking at schools.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely looking at schools. Actually, surprisingly, I'm looking into business advocacy for epilepsy.
Good for you.
So
it would be like a public health degree. I think that they have, I know they have them on graduate level, but I'm not so sure about undergraduate. You would know more about that.
Yeah.
Or your parents, I'm sure.
Now, our listeners at home want to know if there's a chapter in the book about her many boyfriends.
I understand she has a, well, all right, I don't want to speak for you, but I understand she has a boyfriend.
They have to buy the book.
Don't get her into trouble there,
Jonah. They have to buy the book to find out.
She's such a mischief
maker,
Sarah.
I may have one, but I didn't have a boyfriend when this was written, so there's no thing about that.
You know, folks at home, get a pencil and paper, because we're going to have Sarah Elizabeth repeat her website after the second part of the show. Write it down. It's a great website, and she's a great young lady. Sarah, let's get back to a serious part of this whole discussion. What does it feel like to you when you know that an event, this epileptic event, is coming on? Can you tell it's going to happen?
Like the event, like the fundraisers?
An episode when you're about to have a seizure. Do you have a feeling? Is it physical? Are there any warning signs to you?
Well, honestly, I've been seizure-free since 1999, so I'm very little.
On medication? Or does medication help manage?
Medication can help manage for some people. Some people it doesn't. You could also have surgery. There's a special ketogenic diet, which is disgusting.
Uh-huh.
That's quite a word. What does that mean?
Ketogenic. I don't know what it means.
It means that you have a restricted diet.
Oh. There you go.
And restricted being the operative word, so it doesn't sound like a lot of fun.
You're in tune with Radio Rotary right here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio and around the world by podcast on iTunes and at www.radiorotary.org. This is Jonah Treeboiser, and we're listening to a rebroadcast of the show that won us the Broadcasting Award, and we're very thrilled about that. Radio Rotary is brought to you this week by Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the Rotary Clubs of Congers Valley Cottage, Fishkill, Highland, Hyde Park, Kinderhook Tri-Village, Middletown, Millbrook, and Poughkeepsie Arlington. And we'll be back with more of Radio Rotary after these important messages.
The 1,200,000 women and men of Rotary have accomplished extraordinary things. They've taught millions of people to read, worked toward world peace, and have nearly eradicated a crippling childhood disease from the face of the planet. But each of those 1,200,000 women and men know they could accomplish so much more if only they were 1,200,001. Find out what an impact one person can make. Learn about Rotary at Rotary.org.
For information about Rotary in the Hudson Valley, visit www.rotarydistrict7210.org. It's Ribfest time.
And Highland Rotary invites you to their 8th annual Hudson Valley Ribfest at the Ulster Fairgrounds on Saturday and Sunday, August 18th and 19th, starting at 11 a.m.
Enjoy live entertainment, delicious award-winning barbecue, and cooking demonstrations, fun for all ages.
And all this for just $5, and that includes the parking and entertainment.
Save the date, Hudson Valley Ribfest, August 18th and 19th.
For more information, contact HudsonValleyRibFest.org. That's HudsonValleyRibFest.org.
What would you do if a friend, coworker, or a loved one collapsed? Calling 911 alone will not be enough. Over 1,000 people a day die from sudden cardiac arrest. Many can be saved with early intervention. HealthSave offers CPR courses on a daily basis at our facility in Rockland County. We'll come to your home or business if you prefer. Call us toll-free at 877-277-6233. That's 877-277-6233. Or visit our website at healthsave.com. That's HEALTHSAV.com. Leave the E off of save for emergencies. CPR training is for everyone. Learn CPR. Become a lifesaver.
Hudson Valley Talk Radio and online at HudsonValleyTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Radio Rotary and now more of our award-winning program with Sarah Elizabeth Clark.
Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell, and welcome back to this edition of Radio Rotary. I'm joined by my co-host, Jonah Treeboiser, and the lovely effervescent Sarah Elizabeth Clark, who's discussing with us, and we're learning a lot here, about how her life has turned into supporting those suffering from epilepsy. And she is a junior in high school. She has epilepsy, and her whole life journey has brought her to become a real advocate on this topic.
And we should repeat the amazing number of dollars.
Yes,
which
it's
is Sarah Elizabeth, how much?
A little over $70,000.
That goes to educating people and to what specifically?
Basically, all our funds go into, we just recently, I think about a year ago, started the It's Not Who I Am Epilepsy Fund. It's a part of the Community Foundation of the Hudson Valley. And all the money in that fund we send to educational programs well, to create educational programs right here in the Hudson Valley to help kids and adults, as it would seem, learn about what this disorder is, what it's not, and just, you know, help people really understand so that we can break the stigmas that are associated with epilepsy.
Let's talk a little bit about that. What are some of the stigmas, and how have you experienced that?
And how have you dealt with it?
Exactly.
Well, like you'd mentioned earlier, one of the stigmas, when someone's having a seizure, they're going to swallow their tongue. Not possible. I already made that rant. Mm-hmm. But another stigma is that they're crazy or
emotionally unbalanced.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, that it's...
It's just very, very sad, almost. Like,
there's a lack of understanding.
Exactly. And they are all based on nobody really knows this disorder. And it's sad because 3 million people in the U.S. have epilepsy and 50 million people worldwide. Really, people need to know about this.
And what has happened to you personally? Would you be willing to share something with us, with our listening audience, Sarah Elizabeth?
Well,
That you feel was unfair, or that
a lot of things are unfair.
Feelings.
A lot of things are unfair with this disorder. It's just when I was little, like I said, I haven't had a seizure in a while. But kids' parents wouldn't want me to play with their children because they didn't know what to do if I were to have a seizure. So if I were to have a play date, it would have to be at my house with my parents present.
Mm-hmm.
And
people were uncomfortable.
It's a lack of knowledge.
A lot of it sounds like a lack of knowledge. So this what is your mission specifically? I mean, with your organization, is that one of the driving forces?
It is. I want people to understand epilepsy. Basically, my mission statement, as it says on my
website,
it's not who I am promotes the idea and belief that nothing is impossible, and that will not let our epilepsy define us as people. So,
gotcha. Okay, and give us the
address.
That's
a great attitude.
Beyond epilepsy.
There's a great quote that I heard a couple of years ago from a epilepsy affiliate.
Mm-hmm.
Epilepsy is what we have, not who we are.
There you go. There you go. And tell us what the address of your
website
is.
www.itsnotwhoiam.com. No spaces, no apostrophe on the its.
There was a book written about you, which we referenced in the last segment.
Right.
And I want to get back to it. First of all, what is the title of the book?
A tell-all book.
No, sorry. You're not going to hear about my many boyfriends, as you said.
Jonah always tries to stir the pot. He is a mischief maker.
I hang my head in shame. But tell us what's in the book, Sarah Elizabeth.
Well, tell us what the title of it is. We haven't gotten the title out there yet.
Yeah, the title's important. It's called Being Sarah.
And it's written by?
Chris Passadetti, a local author.
Being Sarah. And how old were you when the book was published?
I was 13, I believe. So
my goodness.
It's been a while.
A book at 13.
A
book about you at 13.
Well, I'd like to.
Not a book that you wrote.
I'd like to make
yourself.
It known that I did not write this book. Everyone keeps coming up to me and saying, Sarah, I read the book that you wrote. No, I didn't write it. All the credit needs to go to Chris Passadetti.
Well, it makes it even more impressive because it means that you are that interesting of a person that somebody would take you on and do a biography, all 13 years of it. Well, that's extraordinary.
Sarah Elizabeth Clark, and an unbelievably charming
impressive
young lady who is talking about her life with epilepsy and how she's helping others. Sarah Elizabeth, is epilepsy something people grow out of, or is it something they have for a lifetime?
It really depends on the person. Some people, like myself, or at least they think I grew out of
right.
it, because it stopped as mysteriously as it started. So
right. Interesting.
It's kind of weird. They weren't really able to pinpoint how I came to be with my epilepsy. They think genetics or this vaccination that I had a bad reaction to when I was younger. But some people, they have very specific reason why, and then another specific reason
how
why
it could
stops.
How it could be triggered?
Yes.
Because you indicated that you had a bad reaction to some medication, a vaccination when you were a baby?
Yes, sort of reaction to the pertussis vaccination, just really bad.
And so they think it possibly could be linked.
Possibly, but they're not able to pinpoint exactly.
Uh-huh. So it is a very mysterious disease.
Disorder.
As I
mentioned,
yes.
Another person I knew, an uncle who had epilepsy, they think it was from a head injury during World War II.
Head trauma is very, very common for seizures because it damages the brain. So
Right.
Right. Okay. And again, the genetic piece of it, are there any indication that and indicators that it could
does
be
it run
genetic?
In families? Does it run in families?
It can run in families. Like my great uncle,
somebody had, several generations back.
Yeah, a couple generations back, he had epilepsy, and he was actually put into an institution because back then nobody really knew about
they
it.
Sure,
so.
That's right. That's right.
So if you had a message, I mean, you're listening right now, people, about 50,000 people listening to you and people around the world on the podcast are listening to you. If you've got a message for them about how people should consider epilepsy and those who suffer from it, what do you want to tell them based on your own experiences?
Well, for me, epilepsy is something that everyone needs to know about. And it bothers me that people have these stigmas that they learned from age-old times, that epilepsy is this scary, scary thing. Really, it's not. It's just a disorder. It's just you have some off-brain frequencies. It can be fixed.
Or managed.
Or managed. Or if it can't, you just have to be able to accept it.
And live with it and get on with your life. Is that it?
Well, not really get on with your life. Just don't let it define you.
Mm-hmm.
Define the epilepsy itself. Because if... Well,
I think you're doing a good job here.
It's just, this is a very important topic to me, and it...
Well, it's very personal, clearly.
It is very personal.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about the future. What schools are you looking at?
That I'm not sure of. I'm looking a little close to home right now, and then I'm looking in schools...
And you're in New Paltz High School currently, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm looking in schools like around here. I'm looking into schools in Poughkeepsie. I'm even looking to Massachusetts. I love it there. It's very beautiful. But
that's where my daughter went to school.
Mine too.
Really?
Mine too.
And we have Massachusetts girls. But did your daughter turn into a Red Sox fan? Because
I
don't dare say. Sarah Elizabeth Clark, in the minute we've got left, remind people about your website.
The website is www.itsnotwhoiam.com.
But tell you something. Our studio audience back there consists of your chauffeur, your personal banker, right? Known as Dad, and he is very proud. I can see it in his face. He's very proud.
And co-partner.
And co-partner.
The other co-partner is at work.
Well, Sarah Elizabeth Clark, thanks so much, and you're a great kid. You had a terrific future. This is Jonah Treib-Wasser. Thanks so much for listening. And this week, Radio Rotary is sponsored by Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the Rotary Clubs of Newburgh, New City, New Paltz, New Windsor, Cornwall, North Rockland, Pleasant Valley, Red Hook, and Southern Ulster. And now, here's our producer, Betty Renner, accepting the award from the New York State Broadcasters Association for Outstanding Public Affairs.
Hello, radio station WGHQ is Beacon One for their Radio Rotary entry in the category Outstanding Public Affairs Program. Accepting as producer, Betty Renner. Congratulations, Betty.